makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5, rock and roll, touchdown, Texans!
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliance Stadium. It's Tuesday, September 9th. The Texans held their annual Pancakes and Pigskins breakfast today. That means fans got a chance to eat with the rookies. Dwayne Brown and Frank Opium were among the first-year players who addressed the crowd. General manager Rick Smith also gave his insights on the 2008 season. But before we get to that, fans, Sunday is the Texans' Liberty White liftoff home opener against the Baltimore Ravens. Show your support by wearing white and being very loud inside Reliance Stadium. Go to HoustonTexans.com for all your game day coverage. At 6'5", 335, Frank Opium is a big guy, but he's about to counter something bigger, his first NFL regular season home opener. Here's what the defensive tackle had to say about hosting the Ravens.
It's a big deal. It's the first home game. Kind of can show our home plans, some little home cooking, and really just to be able to bounce back and regroup and show what we really can do. I think this team's going to be a good team this year. There's a lot of talent across the board and a lot of depth. I think Coach said it's the hardest team to make, so the talent's definitely there this year.
Left tackle Dwayne Brown got all he could handle last week in Pittsburgh. He spent Monday reviewing film from the game and learning from the experience.
You have to look for two or three guys coming off the edge. You know, and they have amazing athletes. You know, James Harrison, the guy who faced most tonight, Pro Bowler last year. You got Troy Polamalu coming off the edge. You know, he's a Pro Bowler. You know, so, you know, and they bring them from all angles. You know, Coach Gibbs, so they might blitz somebody from the stands. You never know. So, you know, it was tough, you know, but, my coach did a good job, you know, trying to prepare me for it, you know, just a few technique problems, you know, that's all I had.
No one rallied the crowd like GM Rick Smith. Smith came in to resurrect the Texans from their 2-14 season in 2005. 2008 didn't start the way he would have liked, but he's working to make sure that fans see just how tough the Texans are in their home opener.
Arduous is one of my favorite words in the English language, and that's a word that describes one of the things that describes what it takes or what goes into building an NFL franchise. We obviously, as Mark indicated, as everybody saw, we didn't start the season the way we wanted to this year, okay? But the thing about this group that you have to understand is that it has nothing to do with the confidence level that we have as a unit, as a group of men working together to realize our goals. And our goals, specifically this year, is to be a playoff caliber team. We have come a long way. We've got a long way to go. But the thing about when you really believe in yourself, the way that our coaches and our players believe in themselves, then you're not subject to outside external forces or things that happen to you. I think you get a real sense of the type of men that we are bringing into this organization, and it is different. It's different when I walked in the door a couple of years ago, and the reason that it is primarily, the biggest reason is because of the type of men that we're bringing into this organization. You see, as evident by this rookie class, we're bringing guys in that are good men, good football players, good athletes, are going to be good off the field. And we're doing things, and we talk about it as an organization, we want to do things with intelligence, diligence, and integrity.
As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back on Wednesday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
All you Texans.